Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time that's set aside to intentionally stop to reflect upon the readings that are appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word read, that it would inspire you to meditate and think and reflect upon it, to allow that word to come into your life, to speak to you in our world today, that it may call you as you go out, living your faith day in and day out. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, source of every blessing, you show forth your glory and led many to faith by the works of your Son, who brought gladness and salvation to his people. Transform us by the Spirit of his love, that we may find our life together in him, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The second reading that's appointed for this day is from Paul's letter to the Church of Corinth, his first letter, the 12th chapter. St. Paul writes, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, 'Let Jesus be cursed,' and no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are a variety of services, but the same Lord, and there are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. No one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. To another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To other various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by the one and same Spirit who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses." The word of the Lord. There are some who have kind of a misunderstanding of the early church. There are some who kind of think that the early church was perfect. After all, the people would have had privilege to see Jesus or know the apostles, right? To have engaged with St. Paul himself, and that all of that would have led to some kind of mutual bliss and everybody just kind of getting along. We have this sense that if we could just return to that primitive time, the early church, then everything would be okay. Well, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but the church has been messed up from the beginning. The church has never been perfect. You know why it's never been perfect? Because it's filled with people, and people aren't perfect. People are filled with sin. People have their own agendas and go in other kinds of directions. And all this leads, at times, to infighting, to misunderstandings, and just general kind of conflict. We have this, we see this, because Paul's letter to the Church of Corinth, Paul's giving advice. He's saying to the church, wait a minute, what are you doing? If you go all the way back to the first part of this letter, chapter 1, he talks about there's groups that some say, I follow Paul, and others say, I follow Apollos, and others say, I follow Cephas, and others say, I follow Christ. There are these people who have kind of divvied themselves up, and they're fighting for supremacy, right? In some ways, Paul's writing, and he says this. He doesn't exactly say this, but this is the intent. It's like saying, for the love of God, will you all just stop? And here we get the same thing. He writes, he begins this 12th chapter, and he says, I write to you, brothers and sisters, so you may have knowledge about the spiritual gifts. He wants them to understand these gifts that have been given by the Holy Spirit. And part of what he's calling the people to do is to see that these gifts all come from the same source, right? Whether the gift is utterance of knowledge or faith or tongues or healing or anything, it all comes from the same Spirit. And if it all comes from the same Spirit, it means in some ways we're all on the same team. He's telling the people to stop trying to think about themselves and rather to think about the whole. The line in this passage that really stands out to me is this, verse 7. It says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And I think that's where a lot of the misunderstanding comes. The gifts that the Spirit gives, the gifts of teaching, the gifts of healing, the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of speaking in tongues, the gifts of exhortation, the gift of giving, all of these gifts are given not to lift up the person who has the gift. It's not so the leader can be exalted and seen, oh, what a great person that is. All of these gifts are given for one reason, for the common good. They're given for the kingdom of God. So whatever your gift is, however you are feel called to serve, it's not about you, but it's about Jesus. It's about the kingdom. And too often in times, churches get all out of whack because people are too interested in making themselves the center. Or wanting people to recognize and go, oh, you are so talented, you are so gifted. And it becomes about the person rather than the reason the gift is given isn't to lift up the individual. It's to serve those around, to be the hands and feet of Christ. He says, I don't want you to be uninformed because in the days of old, you did things wrong, right? When you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols. But now I want you to know that when somebody's filled with the Spirit, they can't say, let Jesus be cursed. And only those who have the Spirit can say, Jesus is Lord. And so whether we agree or disagree with people, the key is, can we see them as a brother or sister in Christ? Do we see them as a fellow sibling in the body of Christ, in the church? And can we work with them? Can we be one with them, whether we agree with them on issues of sexuality or environmental stuff or particular issues of doctrine? I think we get caught in the weeds. And Paul is kind of pulling us back and saying, that stuff can be somewhat important, but it's not essential. The reformers, Martin Luther, Philip Melanchthon, as they wrote the confessional documents, they had a word they used, and I think this is a word we probably need to recover some. It gets translated adiaphora. And it's a strange word, and sometimes people misuse this, because sometimes people think of adiaphora as stuff that's frivolous. And it's not stuff that's frivolous. Adiaphora is that which isn't essential. It can be important, but it's not essential. And in the church, we see the different gifts, and they're all important. But what's most important isn't whether I have this gift or that gift, but that we see that the gift comes from the Holy Spirit. And how do we use that gift for the common good, for the kingdom of God? Too often we get caught up in turf wars. We want people to stay out of our area because it becomes about me or my group. Or we want our group to be right. Different denominations put emphasis upon that. We think our theology is the best and most important. And there's a place to have disagreements about that. But how can we all get along? Because after all, we all belong to God. We've all been washed in the waters of baptism, and God says to us, whether we're Lutheran or Catholic or Presbyterian or non-denominational or whatever, he says, you are mine. He calls us by name. The Spirit comes to us and gifts us with the manifestation of the Spirit, with these spiritual gifts. Not to lift up the Lutheran church or the Methodist church or the Christian church, but he gives us these gifts to lift up the kingdom of God for the common good of all. How is it that sometimes we need to put aside some things so that we seek to serve those around us and lift up the name of Jesus? Because that is what is most essential. Paul writes to this church in conflict, filled with cliques and squabbling, people who think they're more important than others. And Paul says, stop. It's the same Spirit who gives it all. And part of it is the church isn't about one group or another, but the church is about God and what Jesus has done for us. How do we go out and proclaim that message? How do we use the spiritual gifts that have been bestowed upon us for the kingdom, for the common good, to further the message of the one who has redeemed and calls us by name? Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the Spirit that has come upon us, the same Spirit who bestows gifts upon all people, the same Spirit who gives a variety of gifts so that all the gifts together can be used for the common good of the kingdom of God, to lift up the name of Jesus. Empower us in our serving and help us to see all of these gifts and how important each gift is, so that we may encourage one another. We may be able to see everyone as a sibling in Christ, a fellow worker in the kingdom of God, and together we join hands to go forth and do God's work and God's will day in and day out. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.